Church, that brings us all the way up to today's objective, our last objective of this series. To overcome adversity, we must learn. The subtitle for today's message is this: What Have I Learned? What have I learned? Turn your Bibles to Psalm 34. What have I learned? Church, I want us to think about this seventh and last objective in a certain way. See, this objective is what I call the postscript to the series. You know what a postscript is? Those of us who are older, we know what a postscript is. It's P.S. You know, after you write a letter and you say what needs to be said, and then you sign your name, then you add a little P.S. at the bottom. So this message today is like the P.S. It is the postscript to everything that we have covered. See, the core substance of this series is complete. We have been taught how to overcome adversity. We have been taught that when we know, understand, believe, look, rely, and focus, we will be prepared to meet the adversities of life and that God will bring us through. Church, if we remain faithful to the things that we have been taught, if we apply those things in our life, then that day of adversity will pass. The clouds of adversity will roll away. The sun will shine again in our life. God most assuredly will bring us out. And in the end, church, if we do what we have been taught, we will win. But then there is the P.S., the postscript, the thing that comes after we have learned what we have learned. See, after God has brought us out, there is a question that each of us must answer. And here is the question. Now that adversity is over, what have I learned? That's the question. See, because if I do what God has given me to do, he's going to bring me out. If I take what I have learned and apply it, I will overcome. I'm going to have the victory. So once I come out of that adversity, the question is, what have I learned? We can pose the question yet another way. We can ask it this way: Did I learn anything from the adversity that I came through? That word learn simply means to gain knowledge. To gain knowledge. It also means to gain skill through experience. To gain skill through experience. Learn also means to gain understanding through use and practice. To gain understanding through use and practice. It is to gain knowledge or skill through experience. To gain understanding through use and practice. Church, after God has brought us through, can we say that we learned something in the experience? Did we gain knowledge? Did we gain a greater understanding of who God is? Did we gain a greater understanding of his character and his ways? Did we come through that experience now having a greater skill and ability to endure the hardness of life? What have we learned when we come to the other side of adversity? See, this is an essential question, because it is an awful thing to be delivered by God and not learn anything from it. Church, that's what happened to the children of Israel. See, they were in bondage in Egypt, and they cried out to God, and God heard their cry and responded and delivered them from bondage and the hands of the Egyptians. But while they were traveling through the wilderness, into the promised land, they became fearful that they were going to go hungry on the journey. So accusation began to break out in the camp. Would to God that we had died at God's hands in Egypt, where we sat by flesh pots and we had plenty of bread to eat. Moses, you have brought us here to the wilderness to kill us all. God yet heard them again and delivered them by feeding them with manna from heaven and quail. And so they continued on in their journey, and they encamped in a place that had no water. And then dispute breaks out yet again. They begin to complain, we're going to die of thirst in this wilderness. God heard them again and quenched their thirst with water from the rock. And so it went on for 40 years. The Bible says that for 40 years they tested, tried, and proved God's faithfulness. For 40 years they saw God's work, and yet they tested his patience. Church, God was unchanging in his ways, but Israel was unchanging in theirs. See, they were ever experiencing, but never learning. So with each new adversity that they faced, they displayed the same old behavior, the same old fear, the same old doubt, the same old unbelief. Church, God showed that he was faithful, and yet they would not believe. When the adversities of life are over, do we allow the experience to teach us anything? Or, church, are we walking away from the experiences that we have with God and missing the lesson? Ever experiencing his work in our life, but yet never learning. Are we like the children of Israel that after God delivers us from one adversity, when the next adversity comes, we act like we don't know God? We act like we don't know what's going to happen. Ever learning. Ever experiencing, but never learning. See, there are many reasons why we don't learn at the end of adversity. Sometimes we don't learn from adversity because when it's over, we misremember. See, sometimes when we come out of adversity, we remember things incorrectly. We start to look back on that adversity and we look at it and say that deliverance is what we did. How did you get through that? How did you overcome that? Well, I just decided to do this, and I just held on to God's hand, and, you know, I just prayed, but it's all still about I. We misremember. Sometimes we don't learn from adversity because we're just not grateful. While we go through the adversity, we are calling on the Lord. But the minute we come out of the adversity, we really have no appreciation for what God has done. And so when it's over, we forget. Sometimes, church, we don't learn from adversity because we are too into self. The minute that adversity is over, we are on to the next thing. The next thing that piques our interest. Sometimes we don't learn from adversity because of the pull of the world. The pull of the world is so strong on us that the moment that we stop suffering, the moment that God brings us all the way to the other side, we are drawn away from God and back into the world. But whatever the reason, church, it's an awful thing to come through adversity and not learn anything. Why is it important for us to learn after we have come through adversity, to gain knowledge, to gain skill? It's important that when we come out of adversity to learn, because as we are coming out of adversity, there's another adversity on the horizon. There's another one waiting. There's another one around the corner. But new adversity should not bring the same old behavior. See, when I go through new adversities, I shouldn't continue to struggle in the same way. I shouldn't have the same level of anxiety in new adversity. I shouldn't have the same fears in new adversity. I shouldn't fall apart like I used to in new adversity. My mind shouldn't be as confused when I go through new adversity. If I have learned anything from the adversity that God has brought me through, I should be able to go through better. I should be able to go through stronger. See, at the end of every adversity, church, we ought to know the Lord just a little bit better. And that knowledge ought to make us stronger on the inside and on the outside, so that we have a greater ability to handle the distress of life. But too often, when new adversity comes, our behavior is the same old behavior. And we do the same thing time after time after time. Church, your Bible should be in Psalm 34. We're going to close the series out by looking at one verse of scripture. Psalm 34, verse 19. It is a powerful, short verse of scripture that sums up everything that we have learned in this series. Psalm 34, verse 19 says this: many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. In other words, this verse of scripture is saying numerous are the evils and distresses that confront the righteous man, but the Lord comes to their rescue every time. Church, that's what we must learn when we come out of adversity. We have three very simple points as we close out this series. Church, through adversity, we ought to learn that, point number one, God is able. Through adversity, we ought to learn, we ought to know, we ought to experience that God is able. Each adversity ought to teach me that more clearly. That word able simply means having the power to do. We ought to know at the end of adversity that God has the power to do whatever is necessary to deliver me. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Evil and distress come upon us in every way, through every means, in every season. Many are the afflictions, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. That word delivereth means that one has power to overcome another. One has power to overcome another. In other words, the Lord has power to overcome our adversity. And the Lord has power to overcome the adversary. Each time and every time, the Lord's power overcomes the power of the adversary in our life. That means there's not a time when the enemy can equal God. Did you hear what I said? There's not a time when the enemy can equal God. And there's not a time when the enemy can gain the upper hand. Because the Lord delivereth. He has power over all. Church, God is able. He is so able that he can deliver however he wants to deliver. That's what our adversity should teach us. Sometimes God delivers you through adversity by snatching you out of that situation. You're going about your business and all of a sudden things change. In a moment, in an instant, God just snatches you out. He is able, church. Sometimes God shields us as we walk through that adversity. He protects us as people are coming in against us. And he just walks us day by day by day and does not allow anyone to harm us in that adversity. He delivers us. Church, God is able. sometimes what God does is just causes us